Hello, everybody. Welcome back to your favorite podcast. It better be your favorite podcast. This is Only We Care, starring myself and Franny.
We're the main characters.
We're the main characters of this podcast. Yes, we are. This is the podcast where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too. Guys, I was feeling a little bit lazy, a little overwhelmed. Didn't have the energy, basically, to come up with a concept or an idea. So we're doing another installment of Random Thoughts. Because you can't go wrong with that. And it doesn't require Franny and I to do a lot of thinking. It's one of those episodes we can just wing it, you know? Okay. So, Franny, I would like to go first, so I would like you to read your objects, please.
Okay.
And if you guys don't know how Random Thoughts works by now, please check out the other episodes in this mini-series, because we have plenty of them. It's pretty self-explanatory, and you guys will probably get it, but Franny, go ahead.
I'm so excited, because I came up with this as soon as you were like, can we do Random Thoughts? And I was like, yeah!
I love it. I came up with my list earlier today, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's a list.
That was mine, man. Gotta be real. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
The first one is a flat screen TV. I told you it's weird.
You know, I feel like these were really popping in like the 2000s.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Like, when they came out, it was like sliced bread.
Oh, yeah. And they're still sliced bread. They just get bigger.
Yeah, they get bigger and they get thinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like them. Honestly, I think they're great. Do I think that, you know, the hype has died down? Yeah, I think we're just, like, really used to them now.
Yeah.
But, you know, they definitely beat the old school televisions that, like, came with, like, all these crazy things and stood on, like, a stand.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. I apologize. I have, like, a tickle in my throat.
Oh, there's a frog in there.
There is.
Aww.
His name is Freddy.
Freddy the frog.
Yeah. But, you know, I like flat screen TVs. I think sometimes they can get too big. And it's a little much. Like, does it need to take up half the wall? Probably not. But I think that we've come a long way with television, and the ones we have now have really clear pictures, which is really nice. So yeah, that's my opinion.
Nice. That was really deep and insightful.
Thank you.
Next one is stamps.
Stamps.
Yeah.
Stamps, I think they're, the thing with stamps is, like, I think that they can be really fun. Like, I know some people collect them, like, from different states and stuff like that.
Yes.
Which is really cool. But they're also annoying because you have to pay for them, and yet, and you have to put them on envelopes. And it's just like an extra cost to mailing like a simple letter or like you know, maybe like a check. I mean, it depends on the occasion, but I think they're really, like, cool overall for the most part. Some of them are kind of boring, like, just generic. Like, okay, you've seen that stamp a million times. And I don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes they're hard to, like, stick in the right place. Like, you want to get it really precise, but it's so tiny that you have a hard time holding it. And then you just, like, miss. And that kind of drives me crazy when they're, like, a little bit crooked. I'm like, it's not straight. It's not straight.
Dude, it bothers me so bad. So when it's not straight, I have to, like, take it off. And then sometimes it, like, comes off and, like, rips off. And I'm like, oh, my God. So
yes, it rips the paper.
I have to rewrite the whole envelope.
Yeah. I don't like that. So I think that some of them are, like, way too small for anybody to use. Like, how are you supposed to place that nicely on an envelope if you can't even grab it because it's so tiny? yeah, that's my like 2 cents about stamps. No pun intended, because I know you have to pay for stamps, but yeah.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Anyway, what's your other object?
So we're at 3, right?
Yeah.
Music videos.
Music videos. Ooh, see, I used to be like so obsessed with music videos when I was younger.
Yeah.
I would watch like music videos from like every artist that was like a pop artist that you could think of. And like when Vivo was a thing, I was like all over it. Like had the Vivo app.
Oh, there's like an app, I didn't know.
Yeah, Vivo had an app, and like I would check it like all the time. I would watch like Zendaya's old like music videos on there, Selena's, just like everything. I think music videos are really cool. I think it's a great way to kind of like visually express what a song is about.
Yeah,
it's like a little movie for the song. It's really cool.
Oh, that's such a cute way of describing it.
And some of them I think are absolute satanic trash. So there's that. I shouldn't say I think. I know they are. It really just depends. Would I watch some of the music videos I watched back then now? Probably not. And some music videos just make absolutely no sense to me. I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything in the song. Like, why would you make the video this way? Like, some music videos are just, like, too avant-garde. I'm like, we get it. You're trying to be quirky. But in reality, this is just weird. It doesn't make any sense. And it just contributes nothing to the song. Like, you basically ruined your own song with this weird video that makes no sense. Sometimes, like, music videos can have really outlandish outfits, which I kind of like because I love outlandish outfits. Like, if you know me.
I do.
You'll understand why I'm saying that, and you'll be like, yep, that's Alexandra's aesthetic. Outrageous outfits, true, but outrageous like with taste, you know, that's me. But sometimes like the outfits in them are just like so ridiculous and repulsive. I'm like, why would anyone wear that? What is happening? And then sometimes they're really cool, like they look like works of art. Music videos are just, you know, unique, I guess. And sometimes you never know what you're going to get. Like, you could have a really good one or a really bad one. And you don't know until it comes out. And sometimes I feel like when people tease them, they make them look more exciting than they really are. And then when you watch it, you're like, yeah, it wasn't that great. Like, the teaser was better than the actual video. But, again, it depends on the situation.
That does happen.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. My next one is cardboard boxes.
I feel like you've asked me about this before.
I think I have. You want me to change it?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Cardboard boxes. I think they can be really useful.
Yes.
I don't like breaking down cardboard boxes because it's tedious and I don't like the texture of it in my hands when I have to bring it out to the recycling, especially when there's a lot of them. Some of them I think can be ridiculously small.
Yes.
And then some of them are ridiculously big.
Yeah.
And what do I mean by that? I mean, like, the really tiny ones, when I see them, I think to myself, how did they even make this? And then with the really big ones, it makes me think of, like, when you order something off of Amazon and they put the tiniest object in the biggest box and you're like, what was the reason?
I've had that, yeah.
Why would you waste
all
this space on this tiny object? And I'm convinced it's because sometimes they don't have any other boxes. And I'm sure, like, with shipping, like, you have to have, like, certain standard size boxes. So that's probably part of it. So you might not always be able to have a box that matches, like, the exact dimensions of the object because of, like, shipping standards and stuff like that and, like, mailing standards.
Yeah.
I'm sure that plays a part in it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, when you order, like, I don't know, like a hairbrush, and it comes in like a box the size of a refrigerator, you might be a little confused. It's like, why didn't you just put a fridge in the box and then the hairbrush inside the fridge? Why would you just like ship a hairbrush in this refrigerator sized box? Yeah, that's my thoughts about cardboard boxes.
I once ordered a Funko Pop and it came in the biggest box. And I was like, it's just one little guy. Why are you putting it in a big box?
Yeah, see, like stuff like that. It's just baffling.
Like, okay.
It's baffling.
It really is. Boxes, am I right? Okay. My last one. Oh, this is fun. I'm excited about this one because I saw it at work and I was like, I need to save this for random thoughts. And then you were like, oh, random thoughts. And I was like, awesome. Bubble wrap.
Ooh. Fun to play with. The original Pop-It.
Yes.
I love bubble wrap. I love just like squeezing the little bubble in between like my pointer finger and my thumb and just like waiting for the air to like deflate out of it. You know, I'd be really curious actually to watch how they make bubble wrap. Wait, that's, I feel like that'd be really fun and fascinating.
I never thought about that, dude. That's so good.
Right? Like, I never thought about how they make it. Wait. Like, how do they get the air trapped in those little bubbles?
Wait, I never thought about that before.
Me neither.
Wow. There should be a documentary.
How to make bubble wrap.
Honestly.
Franny Baronian explores bubble wrap. Chapter 1. And then chapter 2 is me exploring it. Yeah, that would be like...
Oh, that's great.
The introduction of bubble wrap to the entire world.
I'm going to look it up when we're done.
Great.
I'm so curious.
I'm so curious too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I think bubble wrap is really fun. And again, it's really useful. And yeah, so it should come in like more colors other than like clear. That's not really a color, but... I feel like they should make like multicolored bubble wrap.
That'd be so a lot more fun. Cute. Oh, that'd be so cute.
It would be. So those were all the objects you had for me.
Yes.
Cool. Now I'm gonna give you objects. Ready? Okay. Number one is octopuses.
Oh, I love octopuses. They're actually so fun. They're always bigger than I think they're gonna be. Which is kind of sad because I always like think they're gonna be like really small, but I'm like, no, they're huge. No, I love them. They're so cute and they're really pretty and they come in really cool colors. Yeah, I kind of want one as a pet, but I know that's like never gonna happen. So a girl can dream. It's okay.
Yeah, and fun fact about octopuses, they're very intelligent.
Yes.
Super intelligent. Okay. Number two is tennis. Like, what do you think about the sport tennis?
Honestly, it confuses me. Like, the concept, I don't get it. But then I watch people play it, and I'm like, okay, what are you doing? I remember when I was in high school, and we had to, like, I think probably every high school in America has this. You have to, like, do a sports requirement. And, like, whether it's, you know, like, PE or not. And if you didn't do PE, like, you could do a sport for PE credit. And my friend Hadley, who I love her so much, she's like, oh, I think I have to play tennis. I'm like, what do you mean you think you have to play tennis? And she's like, it's the only sport that, like, isn't, like, requiring a lot of work to play for school credit. I'm like, good for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for you. And she did it for, like, 2 years. I think, like, the last 2 years of her high school. No. Maybe just, like, the first 2 years. I don't know. I know she did it for a while.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, look at you being a tennis star. And she's like, no. And I was like, but you are. So, the idea of tennis is cool, but I could never do it because I have really bad, you know this about me, I have really bad hand-eye coordination. And I always, and I have this, like, fear of, like, things hitting my face and my eye because it's sensitive. You know why. That's a whole other story. So I'm like, oh, no. But I, to an extent, I enjoy watching it to a point. Not really, but the idea of it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah. You know, it's a vibe. But yeah.
I was never good at tennis. I'm still not good at tennis.
It just stresses me out.
I haven't tried to play in a really long time, and the only one I was sort of good at was the tennis on the Wii Sports.
Oh, that was what I was good at too.
And even that, I wasn't the greatest at. So me and tennis just don't have a great relationship there.
Valid, same.
Okay, number three is Hawaiian shirts, like those shirts that you see like
everywhere. Oh, I love them. Oh my god, wait, I have like a whole thought. Okay, I love them, and my friend Walter wears them like all the time. And he knows that because he got a lot from his stepdad. So like his stepdad was like getting rid of some, and Walter's like, I want those, and I was like, good for you, you icon. So he has like a bunch. I love them. And like my mom's side of the family, like one of the members of our family, like her cousin's husband, Dennis, I don't know if he's listening. I don't think he is. If he is, hi, love you. He's always wearing them. And I'm like, wow, Dennis, you go. Like he would wear them at Christmas. And I'm like, wow. Cause that's just like his vibe.
Wow.
They're so fun. I love them. I don't have any, but like now I want to get one for myself.
Wow, that's interesting because I think they're ugly.
Oh!
I think they just give like tourist vibes.
Oh, yeah. No, they remind me of like a dad, so it's kind of comforting.
And I hate when like families like need to take pictures and they're matching Hawaiian shirts.
Oh yeah, that needs to go. See, that bothers me, but anything else I'm cool with.
And then they're wearing like blue like Bermuda shorts or something or khaki.
No. If you're wearing no.
And then like Crocs or some garbage.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, throw the whole outfit away. Incinerate it.
Everything but the shirts can go.
Everything but the shirts. Just no, for get me, rid of Crocs. Like for me, I would be like, get rid of the shirts.
Yeah, I just Crocs make me a little bit freaked out. As a kid, yeah. I wore them. Because they were everything. But now I'm like, if you're an adult wearing Crocs, I'm questioning your existence, like, dramatically.
Oh, did you say you used to wear them?
I did. Yeah, I think I had, like, a pink pair.
You know what? I had the same thing. I also had a pink pair, and I thought I was, like, so cool when they came out. Yeah. And I got, like, knockoff ones from, like,
Yeah,
I got knockoff ones from a gift shop at a water park that I was staying at. And, like, everybody in the water park, like, had them.
Oh, for sure.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, mom, dad, I need a pair. So they got me, like, a pair of, like, hot pink ones. And I wore them for, like, a really long time. And I thought I really did something. I thought, like, I popped off with these shoes. Now you wouldn't catch me wearing them if I was dead. Like, you could pay me $1 million and I still wouldn't wear them. No money in the world is worth me looking like a disaster.
The amount of times I see them on my college campus, I'm like, what are you doing?
Crocs are the epitome of what's wrong with society.
No, yeah.
And yeah, they're just
my you'll like this. My friend Vera, she was asking her grandmother, like, oh, do you want to get new shoes? And oh, like, would you want to wear Crocs? And her grandma's like, no, I wouldn't be caught dead in those.
Wow.
Like, let's go. Like,
grandma popped savage. Off.
Grandma has a lot of opinions. She doesn't like Crocs. I don't think she likes other things, but that's all I know about. So
wow.
Yeah. Crocs. I like how this turned into a discussion about Crocs.
I know, right? And I'm like half asleep again, so. I can't even believe I made any sense.
That's why I'm here.
Okay. The fourth object is pencil grips. So like those little like rubber things you could put on your pencil to like hold it better.
Okay. I never really liked those because I was cool, I guess, and I could hold pencils normally, but if you can't, okay. And I also noticed that they, like, come off, like, all the time. I was like, what's the point of these if they're going to come off?
Yeah, they would come off, and, like
well, yeah.
Some of them would be, like, too big, so it wouldn't even sit on the pencil.
Yeah, that was weird. And then there were some that were, like, jelly types, and that was very weird.
Yes.
Which were kind of cute because some of them were sparkly and I was like, ooh, nice sparkles. We love sparkles. I don't even know if they still have them. My mom's a teacher. I should ask her. Be like, do you still have these in your classroom for the children of America?
Yeah, you should.
For the children of America. I can't believe I just said that. you know what I mean? But yeah, my mom teaches every child in America. Let's go. No. Can you imagine? That would be scary.
That would be scary.
Not for much longer. She retires on Friday officially. Cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's her last day. Cute. I mean, I've seen them in her classroom. I just haven't seen them in, like, recent years. So I will have to ask her. Be like, do you still have these? I wonder. But yeah, again, final thoughts, really. They come off and they're, in like, theory, they're cute, you know?
Yeah.
In theory, they're cute. So that's how I feel.
Yeah, I remember, like, we had a school store.
Oh, cute.
In, like, fifth grade, I think.
Okay, cute, yeah.
And, like, the fifth graders would be obsessed with, like, the pencil grips.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted them in, like, every color, every style. It was crazy. Yeah, they would, like, obsess over them. And I'd just be like, I don't like pencil grips because it makes my fingers feel weird when I'm holding the pencil.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't like it. It makes you feel like I don't know.
Again, it doesn't help.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't help at all. Okay. Your last and final object. So random. But it's tartar sauce.
Go. Oh, no.
Did you hear that?
No.
Okay.
It must have cut out. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Your last object, and this is so random.
Yeah.
Is tartar sauce.
I don't really have thoughts. I really have no thoughts.
Welcome to Random Thoughts, where Franny has no thoughts.
Sorry, my computer's blinking. Not blinking, it's dinging because people are texting me. Rude. No. If you can hear that, I'm so sorry. I don't think you can, right? No.
I heard it. It's okay.
The idea of it, like, stresses me out.
Really?
Yeah, because I've just never tried it, and I just, like, I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Okay. See, I really like it, and I love putting it on, like, fried fish.
Oh, that's what it's used for. Okay, I need to try it on that then. Okay.
Yeah. It's really cool because it's made of mayonnaise, chopped pickles, relish, capers, and herbs.
Okay, wow, that's, like, all my favorite things.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Okay, I'm going to try that next time.
You should.
Okay, bad.
You definitely should.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, it's tasty. It's just like a fancy mayonnaise to me.
Oh, okay. That's, I think, how I've heard it be described, too. So that's completely understandable.
That's how you would describe it, too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Bougie mayonnaise.
Fancy mayonnaise.
Bougie mayonnaise. Oh.
It's mayonnaise with an accent over the A.
Exactly.
Okay. Guys, that was another episode of Random Thoughts. We hope you enjoyed Podcast Pals. Alexandra's very tired, so she would like to go to bed. Franny's probably tired for me, so she wants me to go to bed.
I did take that sense. So, yeah.
But yeah, Alexandra's tired and needs to go to sleep.
Yes.
She's falling asleep right now.
Oh, please, please, please. Yeah.
Fun. So, I'm your host, Alexandra Lagos.
I'm Franny Burden.
And we will see you guys in 2 Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Care.
Goodbye, Podcast Pals. We love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.